It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us on the Trocare College Lifeline this morning, Bankrate Senior Industry Analyst Ted Rossman. Bankrate is out with some new numbers, a study on how the economy plays into the election. I do want to ask you about that in a little bit, Ted. But first, Social Security payments. This in the news is Social Security Administration announcing a 2.5% increase to benefits for 2025 recipients, a cost of living adjustment that goes up a little bit, but definitely not as much as what we've seen in the past few years. What did you make of this number, and is this increase enough?
Well, it's in line with what was expected. So what the government does is they look at the third quarter consumer price index, and they take that average, and then that becomes the Social Security cost of living adjustment for next year. So right now it's 2.5%. That's actually very similar to what we've seen over the past 10 years, but there's been a lot of peaks and valleys. So even though the average over the past 10 years is 2.6, some years it's been basically nothing, and others, a couple of years ago, it was about 9%. That was because inflation was so high, though. So, right now, inflation's come down. Some people say that this index should lean more into what retirees tend to spend on and maybe put a greater emphasis on things like medical care, which are rising higher than the overall inflation rate. At the end of the day, though, this is how they do it. The 2.5%, it's going to equal about $50 a month. So, not a huge increase, but it's reflective that inflation is not as hot as it was a couple of years ago.
Now, the rate of inflation has come down, but cumulative inflation, it remains. Now, you mentioned the 8.7% increase a couple of years ago. Has Social Security been able to keep up with that cumulative effect of prices going up everywhere?
Well, that's been the problem for people really everywhere, whether we're talking Social Security or whether we're talking wage growth. Even for workers, wage growth has been about 4%. Of late, that's been outpacing inflation, but it hasn't kept pace the past few years. If you look at the total, this is why people are not feeling great about the economy, because prices have gone up so much that a lot of people feel that even if they're bringing in more money, it just hasn't kept pace with the rising cost of living. So, sometimes the perception and the reality can differ a little bit. We've seen that with the job market, where you might say, oh, it's been a good job market and economic growth's been good, consumer spending's been good. And then you also have a lot of people saying, well, I'm not feeling those improvements because my costs have gone up higher than any wage increases I've gotten.
The cost of living increase, a lot of attention gets placed on that on Social Security. I'm wondering if there's extra nerves around people with Social Security every 4 years, every time we're in this election cycle, because it's always a big talking point. This person wants to defund Social Security. They want to get rid of it. You always hear that every 4 years.
Yeah, it hasn't been a big talking point this election cycle, I wouldn't say. I know there's always a lot of importance placed on this. This time, it probably hasn't been as much of an issue, but it is something that bears watching moving forward. I would also underscore the importance that Social Security is meant to be a supplement. It's not meant to be the only wages you get in retirement. So, obviously the importance of setting money aside in that 401k, starting young. You know, every dollar you invest in your 20s could be $30 or $40 by the time you retire. But even for older folks, I mean, the fact that savings and CD rates are elevated, that's been a good thing for that audience that doesn't want to take on a lot of investment risk. I mean, the fact that you can still get over 5% on a one-year CD and a savings account, that's been a silver lining to this whole inflation and higher interest rate situation. You have to shop around. I mean, it's only select banks that are offering those tip-top rates, but especially online banks and community banks, that's where you tend to find the best deposit rates.
I mentioned when we started here some new numbers on the economy and the election that Bankrate has. Finances on the top of minds for a lot of Americans. What have you found as we're just a few weeks away from Election Day?
41% of Americans say that inflation is their top economic issue this election cycle. That's definitely been a really big topic. Related to that, 55% think the economy is on the wrong track. 32% think it's headed in the right direction. This gets back to that perception versus reality thing that I was talking about, because by many measures, the economy's been good, and the Federal Reserve is seemingly bringing inflation down without causing a recession. But it gets back to that idea that people are not feeling great about things because costs have gone up so much, and you know, a lot of people are saying that they're just not feeling good about the current state of affairs.
Well, Ted, appreciate the time as always, and great to talk with you. Ted Rossman with Bankrate, senior industry analyst there, joining us live on WBEN.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.